say. Tell me what you do.
Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is episode 3. We are here actually today, as you may have already seen on the title or in the description, however it breaks down. We have Mrs. Worsham in the on the show today. Say hello to everybody, please.
Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day, mamas.
For everybody who has listened to the show in what we will call the pre-Bill era, actually, I think it's still out there. I think it's still a bonus episode, but I'm going to do my best because last time you and I did an episode together, we talked about this a long time ago, but everybody got on my ass because evidently I was verbally abusive to you.
Ranting session.
Yeah. And then there was also people who felt that you were in the wrong because my favorite was, and I add this voice to it because it was all text-based, but there were people who were like, she just sits there, I don't know.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So, it's Mother's Day. Are you excited for Mother's Day?
I am.
What are you going to do?
I don't know if I'm really excited. Just nothing. I just went shopping last weekend, and that was really fun. So, that's my Mother's Day gift.
How much did you spend on your Mother's Day gift?
We don't have to talk about it.
That's right, because we're not going to get verbally abusive on this show.
Or I just won't sit there and go, blah, blah, whatever.
But here's what I think. I think, and I kind of learned it
so
last
easy
night.
For someone on the outside.
Well, I also think that, like, I realized last night that I think it's fun to yell at you, mm-hmm. and I think it's funny to yell at you because, and it's the same reason, like, when I knew I was going to propose to you and I literally had the paperwork for the ring right behind you in the car, I thought it was hilarious to when you brought up the idea of marriage going, whoa, 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 let's not. Anytime soon.
Yeah, and then I was crying.
Yeah, then it led to my beautiful wife bawling her eyes out, and the joke just blows up in my face. And so what I learned last night, because I did this to my poor wife again, and she's like, why do you do that? And, you know, she's very cool. Like, but I said, I just thought it's funny because I know I love you like crazy, and you're the best thing that ever happened to me. So it's funny to me to act like I don't. Like, that's... And I never really made the connection after 15 years together that maybe that's not the nicest thing in the world. I'm not saying I'm going to stop because it does genuinely make me happy. I'm not.
No, I think.
But I'm going to be more aware.
No,
of it.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, well, but it's not nice, and that's not what should be happening. But oh no, I had notes here, and now they're all gone. Oh well. So anyway, let's go into, this is a new thing that I like doing on the show, dear. We have poop stories, and so I'm going to try and figure it out. In fact, here, hang on one second. Let me, watch this. I have this new cool thing.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, I got it set up because I had to do some tweaking because we have a poop voicemail. So we do poop stories of the week because as parents, this is what I thought was interesting. We have friends that are going to be having a child. And pre him having a child, he was very negative about the poop. Did not want to deal with it, wanted nothing to do with it. And then all of a sudden you have a kid and there's so many levels of bodily fluid that you instantly become comfortable with.
Vomit,
that
pee.
You talk about vomit like it's a pastime. Like you know what I mean? Like I would imagine if we had hobbies in gardening. We speak of vomiting and pissing on my son pissed on me all over the place and I just stood there. Like I just was like, all right, I guess this is happening. Mm-hmm. So I thought this is unique, so why not, what better place than on a podcast for dads than to tell disgusting poop stories. So we have one, and then I have classy music that I like to listen to. This one comes to us via the Facebook page. Chris says, my son was only a few months old. My wife had to work that Saturday, so it was just me and him. Changing the poopy diaper, got him all cleaned up. I lifted him up by his legs to slide the new diaper underneath him. This is the point when he decided to let one rip, spraying shit all over my white T-shirt.
Gross.
See, it's great. Isn't that fun?
White T-shirt of all T-shirts.
In my mind, it's a button-up. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I... After gaining my composure, got him cleaned up again. And this is what I think is great about getting pooped on, is that now you can't pick him up. You know what I mean? He's in the holding cradle area, of, and now that's covered in fecal matter, and now you can't replace him. So there is no clean zone. You also can't leave him by himself, you know, on the changing table. So to go clean yourself up, so you're in a crap conundrum.
Better for both of you to just grab each other and go hop.
Go
in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Clothes and all.
After getting my composure, got him cleaned up again, and new diaper on. Then I realized I would have to take my shirt cover, my shit-covered shirt off over my head.
Oh, see, so just go straight to the shower.
Yeah, I would. You know what I would do? I would EMT that. I would grab some scissors and cut it open like I was in a car crash. That's you know, I don't know, unless you want to wear it like a badge of honor, like you, because it's probably some kind of undershirt situation, maybe, or I don't know.
No, it'll be a paint shirt.
It's his
poopy paint shirt.
Because it's been painted with his son's DNA. I decided to get a pair of scissors. Oh, he did. Oh, that's great. I decided to get a pair of scissors and cut it off like I was in the ER at the hospital. How weird is that?
That's funny.
I wish I could say that I read this. All I saw was poop horror story, and I stopped there and go, oh, well, I'll have to pull this up to have it ready.
That is hilarious.
We're on the same page, you and me, Chris. But this next one comes to us via voicemail, and it's long. This isn't a judgment.
What's really crazy, though, is he didn't want to put it over his head.
Why is that
like
crazy?
You just cut it off. You didn't want to go over your head. Like, it's just hair. It's all going to wash. That's what I mean. Just
hold on.
You could have gone into the shower, and then you would have saved your shirt. Now
hold
you
on.
Just ruined your shirt.
Hold on. There's a lot going on here. You just said it's just hair?
Yeah.
What do you think his son crapped out?
Well, shit.
But, oh, you mean his hair on top of his head?
Yeah, like he didn't want to put the shirt over his head because he was afraid of shit getting in his hair.
No, it's let me explain. First of all, let's not get all uppity on our man here, okay? Maybe I know that you ladies like to talk tough, all right? Mm. But let's not forget. I mean, yeah, my wife is very good about the germ stuff. But I'm trying to think, there's stuff that, if does this meat smell funny? You know what I mean? Like, then you're like, no,
I'll
don't touch
it.
You just throw it away. And it could be a two-day-old steak.
That's
but if
true.
It smells funny, it's over.
That's true.
Right? This man, is you want him to essentially rub fecal matter across, or even do a drive-by of poop across this intaking orifices. You see what I'm saying? You want him to rub the fecal. What if it just grazes the tip of his nose? You know what I mean? He doesn't need, you know, you get a cold from going to the park. They have Clorox wipes now for the shopping cart. But if he just rubs this and just grit, now he's got Ebola in his nose. His face puffs up. Now his wife has another reason to not make sweet love to him.
We'll have to send
Where did
him
my
shirt.
Music go? Why is that not looping? I don't like that idea at all. Who did this? We need a producer. So that's why I think he cut it off. Now, admittedly, I don't know that I would have done it, you know what I mean? But I don't know how many white T-shirts this guy's got. I don't know what his situation is. I mean,
if it wasn't a favorite.
If it's an undershirt, hell yeah, cut it. Who cares? Yeah. Buy another one, they're $5, you know? Worth it. Plus, how cool is it to be able to do that move on your own? You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple things that I think men would like to do, but they never get a chance to. Like, make a tourniquet out of a ripped shirt sleeve from your own flesh bullet wound. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to have that. I kind of have this thing where I would like to get shot. Not in a major fight. No, yeah. I want to just know what it feels like. I think this is a guy thing.
It'll hurt.
I know. I hate you. I know it'll hurt, obviously, but you want
to. You might not live to tell about it.
No, I would live. I want it to be. Because I want to do the thing where it's like, you've been hit. You know what I mean? And then go, huh? And then look and go, it's just a flesh wound.
Keep playing video games,
even though, how dare you? This is my show, bitch. All right? Don't make me yell at you in front of all these people. But you know what I mean? Like, you could look, even though it probably isn't a flesh wound, I don't know if I've dinged a tendon or whatever, but just to be able to go, you know, oh, it's just a flesh wound, and then tear my other sleeve off and be like, put your finger there, and then I tie it like the kid's shoes or something. That would make me laugh. All right, so we have another poop story. So let's take a listen. Hopefully this comes through.
Hey, Justin.
Oh, okay, hold on. Nope, we're going to have to do some more tweaking. Going to do some more tweaking. We're going to do this tweaking, though, live. Here's what I'm going to do. Because it's important to have the classy music.
Hey, Justin, this is Patrick,
long-time
listener, first-time caller. I just listened to your podcast last night, the Dad Podcast, about your shit experience, and I just wanted to share mine.
I like the music, it's more dramatic.
I had my son, who is 2.5, and my daughter, 1.5. I decided I was going to try to potty train them, and going to go... You know, just balls to the wall. I'm just going to, no diapers, nothing, no underwear for the day. we were doing good. They had the potty chair in the middle of the room. Every 5 minutes, asking them, hey, you have to use the potty, you have to use the potty. You know, yeah, everything was going good. Up until Daddy had to use the potty. So I'm like, oh, they're good. You know, Lady and the Tramp is on. It's their favorite movie right now. They're watching that. I'm like, hey, I'm going to sneak upstairs real quick. Well, get up there and I, you know, do my business. It came out pretty good, just so you know. And I go head back downstairs. And before I hit that bottom step, all of a sudden I'm just hit with this god-awful smell. And I'm like, oh, man, what is that? And I look and my kids are just covered from, like, the waist down and just shit everywhere. And it's all over their hands, it's on their cheeks.
Oh,
it was just
gross.
Disgusting. My wife bought a slide, a little tyke slide.
Oh.
We had it in the living room to keep them from jumping on the furniture. Worked out great. You know, it burned off their energy. They climbed up the slide, both of them, slid down it, covered, turned it into a shit slide,
ran
around, touched all the furniture, the throw pillows, everything. It was everywhere.
This guy's going to have to ER his entire house.
Oh, man. He's
gonna, yeah. I panicked. I'm like, just screaming. I didn't know what to do. I was ready to just light a match and just burn the house down and start over. It was just everywhere. I didn't know what to do. So I called my wife. You know, she was at work. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, there's shit everywhere. Oh, she's, you know, she's like, you know, just calm down. You know, get them cleaned up, put them in their rooms, and then just clean the house. You know, just calm down. You know, just don't kill them. You know, so I did that, and wow. I mean, that was an experience that I never want to have again. I never leave those kids alone if they're not, like, you know, diapered. Hell, I'll even put duct tape around their diapers so they can't get it off. So, but I just wanted to share you that's my potty training story. Needless to say, I have not done it since. I mean, these kids will be in diapers until they walk down the aisle because I do not want to experience that again. And I need to get the number for that shit whisperer you've been talking about. So, this is, once again, you know, it's my first time calling, and I really enjoy your podcast and hope to, you know, hear some more. You know, it's sad to hear that Bill's gone, but, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. All right, I guess talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, man, poor guy. The little tyke slide.
Yeah, that's, I like,
well,
the,
I guess a mudslide now.
I like to think, well played, dear. I like to think that they were like, this slide isn't going fast enough. You know what?
Yeah.
I got an idea. If you squeeze one out and then I squeeze one out, then together we could make a poop slide and do like Woodstock and just slide down the muddy hole.
And on their cheeks and their, oh.
And here's what I love about this show and about being a parent is that we can honestly have this conversation. We can listen to things like that. You could be driving in your car, and I'm willing to bet that none of the listeners are even feeling queasy. Nobody's even put down their coffee.
Yeah.
Nobody's even.
Somebody's probably like, ha, we did that.
Somebody probably glanced at like a devil's food cake, you know, chocolate glazed donut from Krispy Kreme and went, ha, that's funny that I'm eating this. And still continued, not even breaking stride that they're just downing it.
That is so funny. Oh, that poor
But guy. If you play this for somebody who doesn't have kids, they're like, oh, God.
This is your future.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of future, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. But those were fantastic poop stories of the week. Worked out good timing-wise on the music. Yeah, I'm pretty good at this. So we have a friend who's expecting a kid. And they do the same thing that we did. And I don't know if everybody does. But they have gone through all the books, you know, and they're reading books and all that stuff. And so one of the books that they were reading was about blending your own baby food.
Here we go.
And so.
Oh, my God.
Now, for the listeners, it was great because I told my wife, I said, hey, do you mind doing the podcast with me today before I go out on the road? I'm going to Des Moines this week. And she goes, yeah, but what will we talk about? I go, well, I don't really plan it. I said, but I kind of had this in mind and this in mind. And she just starts going off on a tirade. I go, that's it. That's right there. Okay, stop talking. We'll talk about it on the show. Because what was funny was that it is, here's what I realized, and I'm not making fun. I'm honest to God, not making fun. It's just funny to be on the other side of it now, you know? So you look at them And they're reading
all
books,
fresh and well rested and excited for baby.
And they also have this idea of they look like. Here's what I think is kind of fucked up about parenting right now, and I've talked about it a little bit with Kira and stuff. It seems to be the new theme that I'm working on is that there is a lot of fear in parenting today that there never was before. I feel, and it's unnecessary fear. So they're reading this book about blending your own baby food. Okay. And he tells she tells her husband, she goes, I found this recipe for where we could do that. We could, just get vegetables and put them in the blender and everything. And he's like, oh, well, that's good. Cause how I'm not a fan of preservatives. So that's fine.
Oh now, my God. Now what food that we eat doesn't have preservatives in it? Crack a can of beans. Look at the canned fruit. How about the juice you drink? Look at the cow's milk. For God's sakes.
Well, I don't think cows. Well, here's where you and I are a little hypocritical, because what kind of milk do we drink?
Organic. But it's better than the other stuff.
But it tastes better. But unless you get it in the plastic. I should have thought of this.
Tastes funnier than
that's what
carton.
I'm saying.
Carton
if you get it in the plastic,
better.
What we have to buy the quarts.
Yeah.
We buy two quarts at a time because if we buy the plastic gallon, that is too plasticky for my wife here, sensitive palate.
It's just like if you get a 2 liter versus a canned Pepsi, there's a different taste to it.
Yeah, because it gets flat, though. That's the only difference.
No, it's different.
No, I bet you I could pour it into... Oh, this makes me so mad when stuff like this happens. Because if we had an intern or something, I'd be like, go get a bottle of Pepsi. And before the show would be wrapped up, we would have two Dixie cups.
To a test.
Yes, because this is all I want to do with you.
Continued. We'll do that one day.
All I want to do with you is test these whacked out crazy theories that you have about stuff. But that's irrelevant. We're talking about our friends' whacked out crazy theories, not yours. So their first... their first go-to assumption was that all baby food has preservatives. And I just thought, and I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't think it does. Like, I remember being surprised when I read the ingredients on our Gerber thing that we saw, that it just was like green beans, water, and sodium bicarbonate or whatever, which is
but
not
really
a preservative. No, I'm kidding.
You're going to deprive your children of preservatives because everything they eat after they're an infant is going to be filled with preservatives.
Well, that's the other
so
thing.
Why not start now?
This is why I married you.
This is so stupid.
This is because it's great because my wife, as soon as the kid could eat food, like regular for Jacob, as soon as he could eat regular food, was like, let's get him some hot dogs. Let's get some hot dogs in here. Just wants to just cram nitrates and, potato chips and shit like that. Let him enjoy life, let him live it up. But but I never knew that you felt this way. But I do agree with you. I think I do think that it is kind of silly because the thing about the milk, like we even found out from our pediatrician that we can't give him cow's milk until he is 12 months old. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I'm like, well, what is magical about that 1 year day? Like, does a fucking fairy godmother come down and wave a hormonal cow's milk wand over him and then he's
clear.
Or is it that he can't have shellfish or honey or any of that until he's one?
Well, it's like at 11 months he won't be able to hack a peanut, but at 13 months that puts him over the edge, he'll be
right.
fine.
We talked about this with Kira because her son has a peanut allergy, and I guess she said that she said I have to carry an EpiPen because it's pretty bad.
That's horrible.
And she said her mom said, I guess she may have had the same thing when she was a kid or not, and but her mom's reaction was, oh, you stopped breathing for a little bit. We didn't know what you.
and
that's what I'm saying. I feel, and I know that I think that the people who listen to the show agree with me on a certain level. But not completely, I'm sure, because I know I'm a little whacked out myself. But I do think that there could be a reason why kids, in my opinion, are becoming more and more pussies. And I think it's because of this fear.
Stuff like this.
Yeah. Like, you can't have preservatives or, stay away from, peanuts and shellfish.
Yeah, my dad was a farmer, and he had told me recently, he's like, Natalie, if you knew all of the crap and how your food is handled.
Well, we don't need to ruin meals for everybody.
You would never eat again. So it's not just a baby. It's us, too.
Right.
Right.
Well, so then the other part of it that I thought was hilarious was that I looked at the ingredients, and it is. It's just what it says. It says there's green beans and with a little bit of water, and that's it. That's all that's in the Gerber baby food. And I'm like, wow. So that's the real thing, is that you come out of the, you go into this going, everything is up against me. Every chemical, every corporation is trying to poison my child, which isn't the case. Like, if they honestly were killing children with Gerber baby food, then they wouldn't, we wouldn't have eaten, and our parents and our grandparents wouldn't have eaten Gerber baby food. And I wish, this is the kind of class I think needs to be in a high school. They need to come in, and it's in my, whoa, evidently I have something to do. I apologize for that noise, listeners. But I have a joke in my act about this where I say that I want, instead of like the health class and they did this parenting segment where they gave us eggs and all that bullshit. And I think for a while, Tamagotchis were the thing that you had to have. And because they want you to teach. It's such a bullshit thing. You know what? I think they should have real parents come in. Like, and not even the kids' parents, because nobody's going to listen to them. But you just reach out to the community, and maybe you have friends that have toddlers or babies or whatever, and then they come in looking just fucking ragged and tore up. Like, here's what I don't want. I don't want the moms that can handle five children. I don't want them going into high school classes, because they won't send a good enough message. I want moms and dads like us that have two kids, and they're like, why the fuck did we do this? You know what I mean? With just two. Just two. That's it. There are people listening to the show that have five, six kids.
Yeah, but people don't listen. It wouldn't matter if
I think it would. If
no,
I had
people don't listen because they're like, oh, well, mine's going to be different and we're going to be
teenager.
Different and we're going to read different books than you did. And
that's true. Yeah,
we're
going
to evolve and we're going to send them to therapy and give them ADD drugs.
That is a fucked up thing.
Ours is different. Well, they're not going
to
listen.
All we do to each other is there's that thing where it's like if you ever go have a play date or you go hang out at your friends and then you get in the car and go, what the fuck was that all about?
Oh, did you see that kid?
Oh, my God. What was he doing?
Oh, and did you see the mom?
Yeah, you do good luck with that in school. Good luck with that.
The dad wasn't even around.
He said, "Yeah, he didn't even look at the kids." That's you know, she's gonna be dancing on a pole. I can tell that right now.
Meanwhile, we've got like the guy in the background on the shit slide with our kids.
And another dude going EMT on his t-shirt.
Yeah, they don't listen. Well, and back to our friends as far as the baby food goes. So when they're saying they're going to blend baby food, are they meaning they're going to take a thing of green beans and a thing of bananas and mix them?
Yes.
Or are
what they're saying is they're going to take a thing of green beans and mash it up to make it their own fresh puree.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's see. Yeah. When you don't get any sleep at night and your deprived ass wakes up at 5 a.m. to feed your kid, you're going to be blending fucking peaches in the kitchen? Oh, I take a fucking picture. I can't wait to see that shit. It'll last 3 days.
And it's so funny, too, because it is unfair for us to say that to their faces because there's also this weird feeling.
No, so we say it here.
Right, to thousands of people. But you know what I'm saying, though? But here's the thing. I'm not saying anything now that I wouldn't feel comfortable with them hearing because they get it. You know what I mean? They don't. But it's such a common thing. Like, they're also going to have the same opportunity when their friends have a child for the first time and after their kids are 2 or 3 years old. It's just the same thing. It's like, I wish I could find somebody that had older kids because I feel like a lot of the people that have, like, teenagers that are dealing with the fuck you, you're an asshole. You don't know. Or, like, even, like, step-parents that are like, you're not my dad, fuck you. You know, that kind of thing. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, did you get peed on a little bit? Oh, because I got attacked verbally, like, assaulted verbally and had every ounce of authority take it. Like, that's what I imagine 10 years from now is going to be our world. And they're looking back and like, this ain't fucking nothing. Or even if, because I know
they're
laughing
at us, really, because they've already gone through this, so then they can't wait to see the future.
Right. And then there's a grandma, I know, that at least one grandma that listens, that I'm sure she's like, oh, yeah, well, try when they're 30, and you want to look at them and go, when the fuck are you going to do your own thing? Because that's how I would imagine. Like, I had a point where I called my dad for something, and I was 30, or maybe 30-something, maybe it was in the last couple of years, and I was just like, yeah, at some point, I got to kind of start to figure this shit out on my own.
And I listen to people all day that live with their parents that are 25 years old and they're engineers and make over $8,000 a month. What? Oh. Get the hell out of the house.
How could you?
There's people that I've
I don't know how you could honestly, like.
We're sidetracking.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to the food thing. No, this shit cracks me up. Oh, have you seen that? There's a thing on TV, and I can't remember what it's called, but the listeners will definitely know what I'm talking about, because if you watch Sprout, like I'm sure you do, there's a thing where it has, like, blended baby food, and it's got this smiley face, and you can actually blend the baby food. And
so you're saying blend
cans.
Them in the way that...
No, let me finish.
I'm sorry.
So you can make the baby food, and then you can package it, and then you can put it in the freezer, and then you can come out, and it's got, like, this happy face on it, and the lady's like, huh, I've made the own baby food. And I'm just like, who has the time for that? I saw a lady at the grocery store, and we were talking about snacks, and she was pregnant, and then she had a baby in her seat, in the car seat, and she looked at me, and she goes, what do you think of that baby, like baby magic blend or something? I can't remember. Anyway, and I was like, what? Are you kidding? Are you really going to have time for that? And she was like, no, you're probably right. Like, there's no doubt. You can't make that crap up unless you have a nanny or something like that. Like, you can't. There's just no way.
Oh, I had a lady.
No, baby blending. Like, that's why I was asking baby blend, because one day I came home from the babysitter and I see.
You were at the babysitter?
Yeah,
because I thought I was paying for a sitter to be here to watch children.
Yeah, no, I go to her.
What? What do the kids do?
Anyway.
They're making a shit slide in the living room?
They had bananas, and then she had green beans. And she was like, yeah, he's not eating the green beans very good, so I gave him some bananas. And I thought, what? But she got him to eat most of it. So that's why I thought when you meant blending recipes, that's why I'm like, oh, maybe if you take sweet potatoes and peaches, it turns into...
Magic?
I don't know. But I'm like, or you're just going to send him to vomit faster.
It's funny. Like, what that makes me think of is we've had, another moment where we have a great sitter. She's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Fucking expensive. If she ever listens to this, she knows that she's worth every penny.
I wish I could pay her more all the time.
My favorite thing is to tell people how much I pay my babysitter and also that she drives a Mercedes. I just love the look on people's faces.
What?
Because some of them look at you like you're fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? And then, but at the same time, it's like, go ahead, challenge me on how much my child is worth. How much taking care of my child
is reading worth. To the 3-month-old. Or one time I was coming into the house and I just,
but which, I mean,
Spider-Man, run, rah! I'm like, what is going on? And they're in here just playing.
For reals, though. It's like, awesome. For real reals. Real deal homie feel.
Mm-hmm.
How much good is it doing to read to a 3-month-old, do you think?
It's
great that that's what she does.
Talking.
You know what I mean?
You could say, oh, we're going to go play football today to the kid or whatever. And
yeah, he's just a flesh slug. Yeah. I appreciate
the
effort.
Yeah, it's
the attention. See, and that's what I tell people is that people are like, well, how do you know people are such assholes. They're like, how do you know she doesn't just do that before your wife walks in?
Yeah,
I'm like,
because she doesn't
know
her schedule.
If she does, great. Then at least she's extending an effort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least.
People are so mean. Pessimistic.
But here's so the other thing is that she turns on a fan that we have in Jack's room. And one night when we did the Clorox thing and she watched the kids, I came home and, Jack slept through the night, if I remember
until
correctly.
Until like 4:30, 5 o'clock, which he never does.
He never wakes. He didn't wake up. So Natalie's like, this is amazing. And then she was like,
got,
you know,
like 4 hours of sleep in a row.
Elizabeth left that fan on in the room and he slept all night, you know. And so then we tried it again the next day and it worked.
Yeah.
And then, or no, it was because we were in a hotel and the air conditioner was on all night and he slept all night. And so she goes, Natalie says to me, she goes, do you know why Elizabeth turns the fan on? Because I think it works. And I'm like, well, so I sent her a text and I said, you know, hey, we're just curious. Is there a reason why you leave the fan on whenever Jack sleeps? Because he slept all night the other night. She goes, oh, I thought that's why it was in there. Now, so what had happened was, when I do podcast episodes up there, I keep a fan in there because for whatever reason, his room can get stuffy.
And you get hot.
I get hot very easy, and it's like you would think expending all the hot air would actually cool my body, but that's not what happens. But anyway, so I have the fan in there. I just leave it plugged in. So she thought, oh, it's in here for the kids. So she just constantly turned it on for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, oh, that's hilarious, because we thought you knew some kind of, you know, babysitter voodoo magic. And there's got to, like, it's a weird thing of reassurance because you've chosen a good person to take care of your child. But at the same time, it's kind of a slap in the face that you're like, I don't know what my child needs, but this professional does.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird, you know what I mean? Like, I always think it's funny when people try to argue with their... with a pediatrician or even like the lady we were talking to about the preschool. Like, this is her gig. And I understand people could be shitty at their jobs, but still, it's funny to me that when you go to talk to a person about their preschool, it's like, well, my child is different. But when you see 40 children on a given day all at the same time, all through the same levels of development, you're like, no, we're pretty much all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's that interesting and unique. Like, you know, people are just fucking people. And some people like to fling poop and some people like to just sit there. Sure. But, however, this is another thing that I thought would be fun to talk about, because I was looking through some stuff. Because here's the thing. We get a lot of flack because people like to say that parenting is the most important job in the world. And so I thought, we used to do a thing about stupid parents in the news and stuff like that, and I thought it would be fun. And so I was like, oh, I'll just Google this and see what comes up. And I found this fine gentleman. This is a 35
psycho.
He's a 35-year-old man allegedly hosts erotic dance party,
of course,
for high school cheerleaders.
I was even going to say he looks like a child molester.
Oh, that's not the way that I thought this story was going to go. Hold on. That's what I thought. Okay, good. It says police say Steve Russo. See, this is a horrible headline, which is I've talked about the news and I want to shit on them some more. But that's the head, like that's the headline is dad had a stripper's pole, right? And then the subheadline is 35-year-old man allegedly hosts erotic dance party for high school cheerleaders. Then the next one says police say Steve Russo of Pennsylvania not only served beer, rum, and vodka to his 16-year-old son's friends at his party, but his party also included a stripper's pole. Some of the girls as young as 14 were allegedly invited to the 35-year-old man's basement where they were encouraged to dance provocatively and kiss him. Pictures of the party were later posted on Facebook. Now, here, I really think, and maybe I have an idealistic look at the world, because there's just something that doesn't make sense in the way that this is phrased, mm-hmm. is that here's what I think happened. I think that this guy, now if you're the father of the cheerleaders or the girls, this dude's a shithead, right? But if you're a father of the other boys there and you don't kind of have a stick up your ass, you're probably looking at it like, that's pretty fucking cool. Like, you know what I mean? I saw a dude that was in his 60s, right, on Kimmel was doing this thing because it's prom season. And he had this guy in his 60s and he was asking people on the street if they had sex at their prom. And he goes, no, I barely got a French kiss. And I just realized that how frustrating would it be for him? Because it's like today in the news, you hear about kids using anal sex to avoid losing their virginity because of
wow.
religious reasons and stuff like
that.
There, I remember like catching up to
your
a recent
asshole's sacred.
Right. So catching up on a recent episode of Loveline where you have these kids that are almost teenagers, right? And they're doing just crazy fucked out things sexually that, you know, he could barely get a French kiss. And I know it's all within the circles you roam or whatever. But, you know, now, so my point is that what if this is just what sweet 16s. So we shouldn't get on this guy's case,
this
right?
This is what we do.
Maybe this is what it's the norm is going to be. You know what I mean?
Well, and when they said that they're invited down to the basement to kiss and go on the pole.
His
basement.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Where are the boys?
His basement.
Because the boys would be stupid if they weren't down in the basement with the
girls. I don't think he was down there.
That's where the media twists and turns.
And that's what I think is hilarious.
If anything, he was letting his kids drink at a party that he was present for. Maybe
and he threw up some stripper poles because I'm assuming he's probably some kind of contractor just
not
by looking at him.
Not that I'm saying I would say that's okay, but
I
whatever.
Would. I'm for this, is what I'm saying.
Of course you are. No, but that's just...
No, I'm not. I'm kidding. But I just thought...
Have a party, but don't have the alcohol. Let's toss the stripper pole and, you know, I don't know.
Because I think, here's what I think, because it says his basement and to kiss him. I don't think he was being kissed, but I wish they also included the pictures
though.
On Facebook. Well, of course, it's a mugshot. Who looks happy in their mugshot? Nobody smiles at a mugshot unless you're actually crazy, which weirdly enough, you look pleasant.
Yeah.
But then my other favorite one is this one right here.
He's really scary looking.
Dad fires gun to scare boyfriend.
He looks like the kind of guy.
Orville Lee Wallard.
Orville. Ooh.
Guilty. Hey, they invented flight.
Yee.
You're going to get our North Carolina
or
listeners
popcorn.
Pissed. What?
Orville
oh, Rettenbacher.
Rettenbacher.
Guilty of aggravated assault. Orville Lee Wallard, a 53-year-old man with no criminal record, fired a revolver in his home to scare his daughter's 17-year-old boyfriend.
That's awesome.
The bullet stuck in the wall and no one was harmed, but under Florida's mandatory minimum sentencing program, Wallard must now serve 20 years in jail?
What?
Are you kidding
me? With no previous record?
I would expect this in the former Soviet Union or from some banana republic, but not from the United States of America, Wallard said at the sentencing,
wow,
according to the
ridiculous.
Lakeland Ledger. What a great quote. I would expect this in the former Soviet Union or from some banana republic, which is only hilarious because it's also a store, but I know that he knows the real meaning of it.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that
that's
kind of
insane.
Sentence. Well, and I wonder what the boyfriend did. Like, he had to have provoked the dad to go
He was
there.
Probably trying to put a stripper pole in his basement.
Or maybe he was sneaking into the girlfriend's room. Like,
right.
Who knows? And very much warranted.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have shot it, but maybe waving it around screaming would be intimidated enough. But maybe that alone was enough to put him in behind bars. But that's a pretty fucked up sentence.
Yeah. So those are all I think
so,
I found
okay,
one more.
So right. You talk about the whole pussification of, you know, kids these days and parenting and whatever. That just shows you that you can't even, like, in the past, I'm sure it was very normal to scare the boyfriend off
with a
the
gun, yes.
Or to slam the boyfriend up against
I know it's
the
not
wall
what you mean, but I just
said,
like how serious you are
you
about
know what
it.
I mean?
In the past, you would actually
this
wing
is
him.
Normal.
Like,
yeah,
you would, like, or, you know maybe some buckshot. You know, it's funny because my dad actually has a story when he was 9 years old. They used to steal watermelons from this guy who had a farm up the canal, and the guy would come out and shoot rock salt from a shotgun at them because you load the, instead of the buckshot, you put rock salt in there, and it stings like hell, especially
see?
If it gets.
He'd do 20 years.
That's insane. 20 years is a lot for
insane. That's crazy.
Like,
but you know what I mean? Like, it's you can't tell them no. They're
because, I mean,
so
granted, I don't know this guy, but here's what my mind, again, I know I'm a little idealistic, but my mind goes to a 53-year-old dude who pays his taxes.
No previous record.
No, nothing.
Name is Orville, for God's sakes. What kind of
Orville
mischief can
Lee.
You get into?
Orville Lee Wallert.
Yeah,
that is not the name of America's most wanted
convicted felon.
You know what I mean?
No.
And now if he hits the kid or something, depending on if the kid's sneaking in the house, I would put a bullet. I would. So then the kid gets the story of I got a flesh wound.
Yeah, but here's the
and
thing.
He tears off his shirt sleeve and he makes a tourniquet out of it.
And your dreams are coming true.
Well, this is interesting. And tell me if I need to edit this out. But we met in high school. We used to literally have sex in your parents' house. And I would just walk into the kitchen like at late at night and nobody knew what was going on. Like nobody had.
They might have known, but I don't think they maybe cared.
No, I don't think
you.
So.
I don't know.
No, nobody. No, especially no father. No father likes any guy. And the only, like, except for maybe. Like, if your daughter's old enough and it looks like this kid's going to be the number one draft pick and he's, you know what I mean, his dad is a minister. Like, maybe Cam Newton. You know what I mean? Like, I think Cam Newton is the kind of kid who could walk into a house and be like, yeah, if you want to just go in the back and hit it, that's cool. I mean, whatever you need.
I don't know.
Because you think she's going to be taken care of. You know he's, like, if I had a daughter, so many dads listen to this who have daughters.
You would have been a great dad.
Fuck you. No, I wouldn't. Because of this moment right here.
Oh.
If I knew the dude was going to make a shit ton of money, right, and he was a decent, like, he was a good man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not a man who's going to be a shit bag and you know, insult her, put her, you know, treat
but
her like
treat
I treat
her
you.
Well and
yeah. Take care of her. And provide for stuff like that. And if he wanted to fool around, I don't. I'm sure on some level I wouldn't be like, yeah, you know what I mean. But I wouldn't want to throw salt in her game.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well,
is what
and
I'm
it's one
to
of
say.
It's one of those things you can keep. Well, it's like what this guy's going through. You can keep the boyfriend from the daughter, but if you had to pick, I would much rather have the good guy for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's going to be like, oh God, he's going to have sex, but he's going to have sex. So are you going to allow it with a good person, or are you going to keep them from it and then he's just going to go fuck whoever he can get his hands on?
Yeah, I think we're at a level of ignorance that we can't really talk about this,
well,
to be honest.
Well, then they need to share on the rant line, but I would think that it would be hard. I could see that it would be hard, but I would much rather have Jacob or Jack have sex with somebody that they really like,
yes,
really good to them and whatever, yes, and lose their virginity to them or whatever, than just some.
I would like them to at least be 21. Or no, actually, this is where I have a little bit of a double standard, is that I think that girls should be out of high school. And
well, that's a whole other
because
podcast.
They process it entirely differently. Like sexually, like it's, and you can actually mess up a girl sexually if you don't have some sensitivity and compassion, I think, when you're in like high school years.
Well, and that's what I mean is I would much rather the girl, like if I had a girl to be with somebody that she really, really, truly loved,
mm-hmm,
than just say, no, you can't be around this person.
Yeah,
you can't
I wouldn't want it to
person.
Happen until she was like 24.
Because if you keep restricting them from stuff, they're going to do it anyway.
That's
so
true. That's
if
a solid
you're supportive
point.
Of it, then
I actually saw in another article that I was looking around that nobody writes long things anymore. I found on the internet that I guess we all have such a short attention span.
OMG, IDK.
That's funny. I wasn't even thinking of that. That's funny, dude. No, that they like it's just this quick sentence where it's like studies say that overbearing parents actually make rebellious kids, and then they just kind of say,
"It
well,
makes
they,
sense."
I guess, but
they're not allowing
any of those statistics you can manipulate. I think, but I don't like
well,
we don't get up on a pulpit
line.
On the
show is what I'm trying
to say.
There's
a fine line.
Yeah.
If you give them too much, they're going to walk all over you. There's got to be a line and expectation set. But if you don't let them explore too, then it's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I started reading, maybe some of the dads have heard of this. And if you watch Saturday Night Live, it's worth giving it a YouTube. I don't even know if it's on the tube of you, but, there's a great sketch that they did where they do the commercial for Amazon.com and what to get mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And they talk about the 50 Shades of Grey. Now, first, I heard this on our wonderful friends over at Naptime Radio, which, by the way, I'm so sad. I was so wrapped up in doing the new show and all this stuff that I forgot to wish. They just celebrated their second year anniversary of doing their show.
They're so fun.
They're great. And so, yeah, find them at naptimeradio.com. And I also have forgotten to plug them at the end of the show because for those of you who are new to our show, they're like the educational, helpful version of our show. Like,
it's a female version.
Yes. And they do like research and they do like power naps on things that can actually, and they give out all the information that can help people instead of just bullshitting about it. I don't know. But anyway, so they were talking about Kate on Naptime Radio read 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I know you don't read books because you're a white trash princess.
No, brother. No, I like reading books. I just don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to read a romance novel.
You do not like to read books.
I would rather have sex than read a romance novel.
Thank you. God damn it. God damn it.
Don't tease me. Get to the point.
Well, this is what I'm going to say is that this is why I kind of want you to read this book because...
No, I meant like don't tease me with the book. Get give to you. The point.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. So our hairdresser, again, I'm gay for saying that, but Natalie and I have the same hairdresser.
It's funny when you say it out loud. So does Jack and Jacob.
We have a stylist for our family. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we, I hate myself. And here's the, I want to just put it out there. Not that I need to defend my manhood in front of my wife, but if I didn't enjoy this lady, and her company, I would go to like I'm at a time where I want to stop doing hairdresser type things and just go to a barber where, you know, some guy in his 70s who has the DTs and the shakes or whatever is taking a straight razor to some dude's neck and then going to be cutting my hair after that.
You tried that and you came back. You look like...
No, that was supercuts. That's not the same thing.
Strip.
Oh, I tried. No, that wasn't. No, that's different, though, because that's what I would talk to her about. So what Natalie's talking about is in Indianapolis near the hotel where we stay. They have this like highfalutin barber and I got a straight razor shave like with the hot towels and all that stuff. And this dude cut the shit out of my face and it hurt like hell. And everybody I've talked
that
to
razor was clean.
It probably wasn't. I probably have Hep C. Well, now you have it. So congratulations. Happy Mother's Day. But anyway, so he goes, it's like a highfalutin place where these chicks wear like, you know, these hot outfits and they, you know, there's boobies hanging out and all the chicks are 22. And I just remember thinking like, this is not what I think a real man wants when he goes to get a haircut. You know what I mean? I don't want to be distracted by tits.
Maybe there's a pole in the back.
At college. But see, that's what I'm saying. I don't like, here's my thing. And this isn't what I want to talk about. So I still have more to say, but this idea that men are all frat guys really frustrates me because, granted, do I like to look at an attractive, you know, tan 20-something-year-old girl? Sure. Yes, I'm not. But it's weird when she also has to cut my hair is what I'm saying, because now I have to.
Does it make you nervous or distracted?
Yes. Oh, well, weird. It makes, because here's the thing. I tried to decide, like, if say I was into her, like say I thought that this chick really was hot and I had a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then it's almost like a strip club for me where it's like she's just putting on a show. It's just like the chicks at Hooters who
Thank
pretend
God for
to
the schmuck.
How dare you? I only have hard-ons for you. So anyway, but no, because here's the other thing is that it wasn't even arousing or anything.
Well, because you couldn't relax because you're
right.
All
I don't know why it made me feel so uncomfortable or whatever, but here's what I think. I think a real man just wants to hang out with other dudes and get his hair cut and be able to say fuck and talk about boobs or something. You know what I mean? And so, like, the real way it should be designed, you have a hot hostess. Because the guy
the receptionist.
Yeah, the guy who checks you in was the guy who owned the place, and he looks like the barber.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's got Beta Kappa Gamma
all running all of his salon stations, and they're cutting the shit out of everybody's faces. You know what I mean? But this was a black dude that actually did it, which I don't. That was the other part that I was like, I was kind of happy that he was doing it, and that was relaxing. But then when it was done, I was like, fuck. And I went back to the hotel room. I literally had little nicks.
What an idiot. Maybe he was new or something.
I think he was. I don't know. But yeah, so I think you have a hot hostess, but then it goes into like a soundproof room where we could talk about, you know, boobies and basketball and football and whatever the hell, and our kids making a shit slide. And you know what I mean? That to me is what a real man's salon was about. Oh, but so anyway, what I want to get back to is this. It's a great sketch on Saturday Night Live. 50 Shades of Grey is the name of the book. Oh, somebody is at our door. Hold on one second.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Sorry, we had a delivery. So it's a great sketch, 50 Shades of Grey, and it's this book. So the hairstylist told me that, you know, she asked me if I'd read it, which again is another reason why I should not be going to a salon to get my hair cut. I go, no, it's a romance novel. She's like, yeah, but I think you would really be interested because I guess it kind of talks about bondage or something. There's a little bit of an S&M factor to it. Which also reminds me that I thought it was hilarious. This is funny about our lives, I think, is that we have a tenant here at the building, very nice guy, who came up and he was like, listen, I'm working at this, the Domcom or whatever, which is like a dominatrix S&M type convention. And I was wondering if you and your wife would like to go. He goes, I don't want to offend. This is what I like about being a guy, though, too, is that he comes to me and he goes, I don't want to offend your wife. And I laugh because I was like, in this situation, I'm 10,000 times more likely to be embarrassed than my wife. But anyway, so I go, oh, no, nothing offends her. I said, but I go, honestly, I go, I don't think so. And I go, and he goes, oh, well, you know, some people aren't into that kind of thing. And then I felt weird, like I had to defend our sex life or something. I was like, well, no, it's not even that. I go, if we're going to pay a sitter, you know what I mean?
We're going to go to a movie.
And so he goes, yeah, because it's not a place for the kids.
Yeah.
I just can imagine.
Look, mommy, look. Look what I can do.
Jacob walking around in assless chaps.
Yeah. Look, mama, a swing. And me on the swing.
Instead of a pacifier for Jack, he's got a ball gag.
Yeah. No. Look, mama, pretty beads.
Oh. but anyway, so this book, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to check it out because I do a show for dads. We have a lot of moms that listen to the show that like to get insight into the male mind, and I'm like, well, what if this gives us some insight into the female mind? Now, mind you, I am maybe 6 pages in. I'm going to pull it up on my little
You've been reading it?
Yes. Oh my God. Started reading it yesterday, and I got 5 pages in, and this is what is great about the male brain versus the female brain, and why I realize why chicks read romance novels and dudes watch porno.
Seems like such a waste of time.
Okay, I am 17 pages in. I am 17 pages in to what is a 514 page that is part one of the trilogy, okay? No sex. None whatsoever. And I'm sitting there, and I found myself, not doing it on purpose, but I found myself going, I just kind of want to skip ahead to the sex. And so essentially I do what all men have done on VHS porno for years before the amazing internet was invented, or the DVD. I was like, well, what if I just start skipping ahead to read what is so appealing about this book? Because I'm not interested in being teased. I'm not interested in having it set up or whatever. And so you're saying you would not be interested in that either? Like, you just want to get to the point?
If I have time to read a book, I'm going to read a cookbook before I'm going to read a romance novel.
No, this is interesting.
I'd rather read a book about, like, where Jacob is at developmentally than read a romance novel.
Really?
Yes.
You know what I think that means?
I would rather go sit and watch a movie than spend 2 hours reading that kind of book.
I think that means that you are sexually satisfied. And daddy's doing
his
job.
That's probably what it means, dear.
Stupid bit voice and condescending, then that people
don't
listen.
Well, okay, so I think the question is, why do women read romance novels? It does. I mean, it's very legitimate. Maybe they are missing something in their sex life. Maybe they are missing an intimate part of their relationship. Maybe they're missing like a connection in their relationship.
Well, Kate mentioned on the show, she said for a while, I said, oh, I wonder if I can share this. No, she put it on her own fucking podcast. She said that it did kind of spice up her own love life. It kind of got her in the mood. Like it was a little Kickstarter. But at the same time, she thinks that it also could backfire on her husband because
you also kind of, for a while, it gets you in the mood. Like, she would read it before she would go to bed. And so if she read, like, a hot sex scene or something, then that would get her fired up. But then at the same time, after a while, it's like, well, why isn't my guy like this dude gray?
I was just
going to
say, then the expectation's higher. Yeah. Oh, as he suckles her breast and rubs her. Like, really? No. He's going to just pound it,
suckled?
Get to the point.
Whoa. You think that's what happens in the book?
No, that happens in real life. That's why it's
you?
A fucking book. Well, a book is fake and it's not real. And it's a romance novel.
You're on
that's
fire today,
why.
Dear.
It's not real. You talk about real. You dice your peaches in the fucking kitchen if you think you're going to blend your baby food.
Look
and you talk
you.
About real. Go into the bedroom, strip your clothes off, hump your husband. That's real.
Wow. Wow. My wife is in fuego.
Oh,
this is what
annoying.
Happens when you get a little sleep. Jesus Christ, look at you.
An extra hour and I can conquer the world.
I haven't seen you this passionate about anything in months. Like, it's been forever. Wow, I don't even know how to, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. My wife fucking laying it down. What is real?
Real. Honest. This romance bullshit.
That's the reason why it's in a book. That's funny, dear. I love you. So this is another thing I kind of wanted to talk about. It's kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, but because I have a curiosity, is that I've noticed it comes up a lot. And I think that because we have lots of listeners on all parts of the world, it's
yeah,
a little
that
less
is so cool.
It's a little less relevant with the season coming. But I think it even drives my point further home, is that my son, or like you will insist on putting a jacket on a child.
Oh my God. Yes.
If
it's a little chilly outside, you want to make sure they're warm if you don't have a blanket.
What is a little chilly?
Legs or a little.
What
cold,
is a little chilly to you?
Toes and their.
Because here's what I want. I want the people in the fucking Midwest of the world.
Well, I'm not going to get their sympathy. I don't expect it.
I'm not saying you should. I just want them to be able to laugh at you.
Yeah.
So what? Give me a number, a temperature of where the child should have a jacket on.
If it's like, you know, about less than 70 degrees outside, he needs a little light jacket, maybe just like a little sweater thing, long sleeve, just for
when
the
she
chill
says
wind.
Less than 70, she really means like 68, 69 degrees.
Yeah.
And I've even seen her do it at 70 degrees.
Especially if the sun's down and they're not in the sun, it's a little chill.
Now, this is what I love though. One time you asked our son. This is kind of a little bit of a moment of the week because he's gone or whatever, but one time you asked our son.
No, you gotta say it the other way around. So I told Justin, we were on our
no,
way out the door.
No, I want to do it this way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I like the idea of it coming from him. So go ahead. What happened? You asked him.
I asked you one day.
No, I don't want the chronological order. I want the.
Well, then you tell
hell.
The story if you don't
really?
Want the chronological order, because I think the chronological
but
order
makes it
more. But it's
funnier when you say it. Just do what I asked you to do.
Okay,
it's not. It's
so
my fucking show.
Jacob.
It's not hard.
Shut up.
When I say, tell the story about Jacob.
Shh, don't wake up, Jack.
All you have to do. I want to whisper you. Yeah, I've never done that. All you have to do is
okay.
Just do what I asked you to do.
So
now
I look at Jacob, and I'm
this.
Getting ready to go out of the house, and I was like, Jacob, do you have a sweater? And he goes, no, Mama, I packed my penis.
Hilarious, damn it. Hilarious. Now, see, again, the backstory is, because it's funnier when you say pack my penis. Is the backstory is that in Chicago, I was out on this event, and I always wear short t-shirts everywhere, and it was wintertime in Chicago, and we were going to be indoors most of the day, so I get hot easy, you know what I mean? Because I'm a passionate man. You know this, dear.
Mm-hmm.
You felt my passion.
Mm-hmm.
You've
heat in the sheets.
You've
heat
in the sheets. Damn it, you're on fire today. Wow. Somebody wants the co-host job. So anyway, heat in the sheets. That's hilarious. So anyway, so I get hot easy. So I go downstairs like, you're not going to bring a jacket or anything. I go, oh, no, I'm good. I packed my penis. And that just kind of fell out of my mouth. And I was a fan of it. So I guess one day you told me if I needed a sweater, I'm like, I'm good. I packed my penis. And it was one of those things where I wasn't even home when you asked Jacob.
No.
And it had probably been weeks, if not
yeah,
months,
it was
had
like
passed.
3-4 weeks, something like that afterwards. Yeah. And I just looked at him and he was so proud. I packed my penis, Mama.
Because he's
Let's
a fucking
go.
Man.
I'm like, oh my God.
He's a fucking hardcore man mm-hmm. and he knows how to stay warm. Yeah. Not going to turn him into some little bitch cold.
And I'll even take the blanket. I'll
so,
even
but
take it with me.
I want to understand. Here's what I want to try to get into. I want to get into the maternal instinct. Now, why is it if it's 68 degrees and you feel a slight breeze, you feel that you need to put a sweater on the child? What's going to happen?
I feel like if I'm cold, then the baby's cold.
Right. But what's going to happen if the baby or the child
just
gets a little cold? They're going
to
be uncomfortable?
Yeah.
And what do baby or children do when they're uncomfortable?
Well, they normally just adjust and deal with it.
No, they fucking cry or they bitch or they moan.
Well, but if it's really bad,
right,
then yeah.
But see, what I'm saying is that why not err on the side of toughing these boys up instead of making them into pussies and just letting them walk out the door without
a
fucking jacket?
Them into pussy just because you're putting a blanket on
You don't
the,
think people... Now, there's a lot
kid.
Of things about me that are not manly. I'm willing to admit I've cried at just about every movie. I cry every time you and I watch The Voice. I cried at Real Steel. What else is not manly? I go to a hairdresser. Also not manly. What else is not manly about me? I sometimes will put a hazelnut creamer in my coffee, but most of the time I like milk. So you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm hot. I can fucking go out in the snow in shorts and a t-shirt and be okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what a man is supposed to be. Because here's what happens. You want our sons to build the fire that I have. At least let me pass this one piece of manliness onto them. So that when a woman such as yourself, who doesn't exude heat like a fucking rock next to a fireplace, but when she feels cold, then he can wrap his big fucking burly arms around her and make her feel safe and fucking warm.
Well, they can but when they're older, but
no,
when they're little, they're going to wear a sweater.
This is where it starts. You see, this is where it starts. This is how you lay this is where you
So
can,
you're worried that when he's 14, the 14-year-old girl's going to have to put a sweater over our son?
Yes. 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 And you know why I'm worried? Because I've seen it fucking happen.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it happen where a dude is colder than his chick.
Where?
And that's a sad day.
Well, then that chick needs to get a different dude.
No. No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that here's the thing. I'm not saying that every man has to be manly. I'm just saying that in my personal opinion, I would like to have a little bit more Orville Lee Wallards in the world fucking shooting off rounds in their house to scare a little teenage boy than I would having a guy going, it's a nipply 70 degrees outside. I just got to bundle up, honey. Can I borrow your sweater? You seem warm. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm not, if you get fucking cold and you're a dude, I'm not calling you a pussy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm trying to overcompensate. And like, you know, when my kids go to junior high, I'm going to roll up a pack of candy cigarettes in their white t-shirt sleeves. And they're going to put fucking pomade in their hair. Because if they moose that shit, I'm going to punch them in their face.
Teachers are going to love us.
No. But that's, I just like, so, but here's what I want to understand. So it all comes down to lack of comfort.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You just don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because God forbid they had a struggle.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. I thought for a while you were.
I don't like to be cold. I hate to be cold.
So how come we don't have one of those fucking.
Livid when I'm cold like
those shopping cart pillows then? Why don't we have one of those? You know what I'm talking about? These.
Yeah. Okay. They
don't put
offer,
a fucking hammock.
Oh my gosh. That's so stupid. The main reason that people do that is because they don't want the bacteria to get on their kid.
No, I don't think so. I think it's because people don't want to hit their heads, or maybe it's both.
No, it's not even that padded. It's a piece of fabric inside the thing, and it might have a little cushion on the outside, but it's not gonna change your kid from hurting their head. I think the main reason parents do it is because they don't want their kids to get the germs from the other children, which is stupid because it's just like the preservative thing. Mm-hmm. If you don't get your kid used to germs, then they're always gonna be sick. They're always gonna have a snuffly nose. They're
That makes
can't
so much
live
more.
In a bubble.
It's weird because we've been together for so long, but I never understood. Why, when most mothers see a child with a runny nose, they will wipe it off with a Kleenex, whereas you will take that child and rub that runny nose all over our child's face. And I never understood why you did that
until this
moment.
Here's some of this jerk.
Get it in there. Lick it, son. Yeah. Lick it.
See? And our kids, knock on wood, only get like colds maybe once a year or whatever. That's it.
Well, I do think it's funny that because when you go to these, I saw it when I went to go to the Apple store this last week and I took Jack with me. they have that little mall play area, mm-hmm. right? That has like the fucking porcelain ladybugs that kids climb
all
over.
They have
and
the
stuff.
Antibacterial soap before you go into it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Most of them do now.
I saw
they
where you,
like
but here's
the,
what I love: you have to take off your shoes, right?
Which is so stupid
to go in there. Meanwhile, but there is no concern of literally runny noses being wiped on the porcelain.
Yeah, no. Well, there's more funk in your toes probably than in your head.
No, that's not true.
There might be.
No.
We should Google that shit.
No.
I bet you.
More, if you talk about smell, yes, but when you mean germs.
Well, and what's up with the shoes? Why can't they have shoes on the equipment?
I think it's because they're afraid that it'll make it dirty. That's what I really think.
So then your sweaty ass toes.
And a germaphobe probably thinks that, well, you don't know how much shit these kids have stepped in.
Yeah, but then your sweaty ass stinky feet don't make a difference. If you've been all over some nasty carpet with dog hair and then you're going to tromp your nasty ass toes and socks with the dog hair and God knows what else onto the equipment.
I like that dog hair.
I have a more issue with the socks than somebody else's nose. I do. Here, wipe your nose with a sock and call it a day.
You're dropping a lot of mad knowledge on the show today, dear. Ugh. A lot of mad knowledge. Well, we got to wrap it up. We did it, dear. That was fun. See, we didn't fight.
Yeah, no.
We did a good job, I think. This one felt really good.
I think pretty good.
I think the people are really going
to
like this
one. We'll have to see. Listeners, tell us what you think.
It pisses me off. I have a cup of coffee when I do the show. And it's interesting because now since I've become a parent, I like coffee a lot. I never really used to, but now I'm like, especially recently, I'm like, oh, God, I love just regular coffee since I stopped doing the foo-foo drinks at Starbucks, and I just get the fucking drip coffee like a fucking man.
But it's still Starbucks coffee.
It is. It's espresso roast. It's a dark roast. It's got a bold, robust flavor.
Yes.
And I do put organic milk in it.
2%.
Fucking pussy. But my point is that I don't like, you don't drink coffee, so maybe you can't relate to this, but I think other people do.
I like frappuccinos. I like the foofy drinks.
Yeah, well, you should. You have a vagina. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how coffee could go from being scalding hot, right? But if you let it sit for 20 minutes, it's cold.
Well, that's too long.
Think about what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from scalding hot
mm-hmm.
to cold. Not room temperature. Like if you put a soda out and it sits, it just gets fucking
warm.
Room temperature.
Room temperature, yeah.
Tepid or whatever.
And coffee gets cold.
Coffee gets cold.
Yeah, like an ice drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that this is a source of energy. This could be like modern nuclear fusion. If we could find a way of harnessing, because that's something out of nothing. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like the coffee breaks Newton's laws of physics. Now, let me make this clear. I'm not a physicist. I am not a doctor, not even intelligent, but you cannot deny the physics behind the idea that, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So the heat turns into, it should just go room temperature and create homeostasis, not get colder.
It gets colder.
It gets colder.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think that process between room temperature to cold, there's energy being created out of nothing that I think if we made enough coffee, we could harness and power the world and save the world. Thank you very much.
Or just add ice and now you have an ice mocha.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That ends abruptly. That just, who the hell put this together?
Yay!
That is... What, and it's not working more than once. Oh, it has to play out. That's it. We're enough. That's enough for you. All right. Let's do some moments. No, we got to do moments of the week. We're all parents. We get shit on. We get pissed on. And they drive us nuts because they won't shut up. But occasionally, we do love them. So let's do some moments of the week brought to you by Stitcher. Stitcher is the free app available on your smartphone where you can stream your podcast through your cell phone's cell connection or even over a Wi-Fi network, depending on whatever is available to you at that given moment. No longer do you need to spend and waste time syncing it to your computer, to your laptop. You're driving around unknowingly caught up on your favorite episodes of the Dad Podcast, and then boom, no more. There's gone. You don't know how to get them. You don't know where they are. You're like, what the hell? Now I have to wait till I get back home. Not if you use Stitcher, my friend. If you use Stitcher, you could just, boom, find the next episode. Or it'll even recommend other shows to you. If you like the Dad Podcast, they will tell you, hey, check out the fantastic ladies at Naptime Radio. You can also find them on Stitcher or at naptimeradio.com or iTunes, Zune, all that stuff. Those bitches are all over the place. No, seriously, they're slutty with the way they put their show out. Get Stitcher. And if you want Stitcher, if you have a smartphone, BlackBerry, Droid-operated phone, or an iPhone, just go to thedadpodcast.com, click on the Stitcher link, and it'll take you there. You tell them what kind of phone you have. Every time you download the app, they give us a little money, and we appreciate the hell out of them, not only for their amazing service, but also for their amazing money. So thank you, Stitcher. So let's do moments of the week. We don't have Jacob.
Mm-mm.
So I don't really have a moment of the week with him. I like to pack the penis. I haven't shared that story on the show.
I think him calling is a cool moment.
Well, he hasn't talked to you. He's not interested in you, but he does. My dad, it is cool that he went to a train depot. Hey, my dad took him on Route 66. It's this trip that he does every year, which, by the way, next year, you and I, maybe we could do a podcast
on the ship,
a fucking podcast at sea, like a
with Becca,
like a special episode of
that would be way funny.
Oh my gosh, that would be good.
Becca
times.
And Adam are awesome.
So anyway, I just want to do it on a boat. I would like to do a podcast on a swim up bar. This is what's great too about my wife is
363 days.
We're going until we go. We're going on this cruise, and Natalie and I have no desire to go jet skiing, fucking spelunking.
Nope.
Or go.
We don't want to see go on excursions. Nope. See the countryside.
All we want to do is sleep.
Yep.
Maybe do a little banging around.
A little bit.
Maybe
on the ship. Maybe sit by the pool.
Throw some black in that
go
shades
outside.
Of gray. I just want to swim up and get boost. That's all mm-hmm. I really want. I want a bar that I could swim up to. I don't know what it is about this age or part of my life, but that to me is the only sign of a good vacation is that if you could swim up and get your booze. And I don't even really want, like, at first I thought, the benefit of that is you could drink and then piss in the pool, but I don't even want to do that. Like, I don't want to disrespect people with my urine.
No.
I want to just swim up and be half underwater with my man bits under the water and drink a nice tasty beverage. Probably with an umbrella on it. Maybe I'll take a break from being manly.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. So we're going to go on this cruise next year. But this year, they're going to take both the kids on Route 66. He does this every year in May. And Jacob, there's like a train area. Like, it's this big train yard that's on the way out to this part of Arizona that they go on. And so this year, I guess my son said, I'm tired of seeing trains that don't move. It's time to go on a train that goes fast. That's what he told my dad. And, of course, my dad being not only a great dad, but an amazing grandpa, I was like, all right. So he fucking takes him to, I think it's Kingman, I want to say, is where they go. And then they have a train that goes out to the Grand Canyon, and they do, like, a gunfight beforehand. And so my Jacob got to go meet the gunfighters and talk to them, and he was very polite to them. And they gave him, like, shell casings from their gunfight, and he was polite, and he took them. And then he left. And he goes, here, Grandpa, you can have these. I don't want these. Like, he didn't really want them at all. Wouldn't take a picture with the cowboys, but like talking to him, like looking at him.
When they said, ask Grandpa for the gun.
Yeah. Oh, and so he goes, I like that you, hold on. We made it the whole episode.
I was going to say,
what does your husband do for a living?
You do this.
Yes.
You talk.
I talk.
Basically.
And I tell stories,
yes.
Right? So do you honestly think that I need an assist?
Well, you might forget something. You do sometimes.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
But again, when I forget, do I ever yell at you?
No.
Why do I ever say?
Here's the ranting starting.
Yes.
We've done our hour. Now it's kicking in. We were on our best
All right,
behavior
I'm gonna move on.
For the hour.
Because I love you and you're great.
Okay.
I would be so much funnier if our relationship was really that way. Like, if you just did nothing but piss me off constantly, I would be so much funnier if you were a bitch. So let's try and work on that. But anyway, what the fuck was I saying? Oh, now
trains.
I forgot the train. So on the way back, the same cowboys, but they wear bandanas and stuff. They hold the train up and rob it. So the cowboys burst into the car and they've got bandanas and they've got guns and stuff. And they're like, all right, we're holding this train up, you know, kind of thing. And my son got a little panicked and he tapped my dad on the shoulder and goes, Grandpa, you got your gun, right? And it's hilarious because I know that, you know, this is the other thing that's funny without Bill being here on the show to disclaim it. It does get a little raunchier, a little edgier. So if you were more of a fan of that, I apologize. And it was nice having you while you were here. We appreciated your downloads. But anyway,
yeah, bye.
Because my dad travels with a gun everywhere he goes and he has a concealed weapons permit because he's that guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever worry about it. I don't freak out about it. But I just think it was funny that he's like, you got your gun. Like, my dad was going to pull it out and go, no, I'm holding you assholes up.
I'm going to get these bad guys. Yeah.
So it was pretty funny. And I guess my dad participated in the gunfight and stuff. So that's been. And then his new thing is, Jacob says, he'll tell you what he did. And for those of you who've had conversations with a 3-year-old, it's not the most interesting conversation. But he's like, I did this. I did this. I did this. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm funny. He's like, yep. And then there's a pause. He's like, I'm going to let you go. And he gives the phone to his grandpa and walks
He's
away.
He's done with us.
Yeah. But my moment of the week with Jack, me personally, was pretty fucking adorable. It's been cool him and I just hanging out, running errands and stuff.
We've all kind of needed it. Jacob needed to go. And
yeah, have some time be just about him.
Yeah, it was good.
And he, but Jack, we were coming. I didn't even tell you this. It was so fucking cute. I constantly kiss him a lot. I kiss both those kids a lot. And he, so I was getting out of the grocery store and I always, I'm just constantly on his cheek. I bite his ears and stuff like that. And so then he goes, so this one time he looked at me and I kissed him on the forehead and he looked at me like, and you know how the babies have that kind of dumb look on their face, or maybe it's just my youngest son, but he just has that dumb Jack look, like with his mouth
like
half open.
Look.
Yeah. So he just stares at you, and then he moved in to kiss me.
Aww.
Like he didn't close his lips. You know, he wanted the real thing. He wanted to, and I had to explain to him that's not how daddy's.
He was doing that with Jacob before Jacob left. Jacob was trying to teach him how to give kisses. It was really cute.
Well, he leaned in and he hit me with his lips like right under my nose. Yeah, it was pretty freaking adorable.
That's cute.
I was like, oh, thanks, buddy. And then he goes, ha ha ha. Like he thinks it's funny. Yeah.
I think my moment of the week with Jack is actually with you, because the past few days he's been crawling a lot. And then you'll say, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. And he'll, and he'll crawl faster.
Yeah, you pinch his little butt and he tries to crawl faster. Away.
And then it's funny because he'll crawl back to get you, essentially. But he doesn't get you. He just crawls back.
So he
and then
turn
he turns around and then, and he crawls back real fast and runs away.
Yeah, it's those moments of repetition that are fun. That's that's not the ones where it's like, how many times do I have to tell you where your shoes go?
Yeah, no, that's not.
You put your mouth over your plate. Those aren't the fun repetition moments.
But this is.
Was pretty cute.
Yeah.
All right, so those are our moments of the week brought to you by Stitcher. Don't forget to support the show by clicking through the Amazon banner at thedadpodcast.com. Anytime you're buying something from Amazon, just click there first, and it doesn't cost you anything. They don't throw a fee in. There's not some hidden charge. All it does is say, hey, we sent you to them. So they go, hey, Amazon says, thank you, Dad Podcast. Here's a little money back for you for driving some business our way.
And happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Happy Mother's Day. Is there anything you want? Or you already got your Mother's Day present?
I got my Mother's Day stuff.
Because I think a lot of guys might be getting their chicks this Shades of Gray. What do you have any? You're a mom.
Don't get that. Don't get.
Hold on. Not all chicks are like you.
No, I know.
And here's the thing.
But let's be creative this
How
Mother's
dare
Day.
You be say something like that?
Yeah.
What if he gets her like a little Kindle Fire with it already preloaded on it or something like that?
That is cool. That is sweet.
Because she likes to read. And,
yeah, that's very thoughtful and very
But if a guy, like, because here's what
but
I'm thinking. Like what Kate said about her husband.
And
like he read a little, she read the Shades of Grey and she, you know, threw a little something her husband's way.
See, that's nice.
So what I'm saying is, what if that's what this guy's trying to do? Is there a gift out there that, you know, kind of, you know, makes, I don't know, Costco open a little early? I don't even know what that means. I don't know. That's a horrible analogy.
No,
like just your vagina isn't a bulky item store.
Think of something like do something a little creative or outside of the box, or think of something that would really mean a lot to her. So maybe something she mentioned 6 months ago. Your ass better have paid attention to it, because then if you get it,
this is horrible advice.
It would be really cool and really exciting for.
This is horrible advice.
That is not horrible advice. That is great advice.
If a guy hasn't already purchased a Mother's Day gift by the time this is coming out, he's not the guy who's going to remember something 6 months ago either. He's just a guy. We don't think that way. Now you've got him into a freaking panic, because what if he's already bought something that he thought she's going to like, and then it's like, oh, I don't. What was she talking about 6 months ago? It's horrible advice.
That is not horrible. That is just an idea.
And this is why Oprah's is good at what she does, because you have ruined Mother's Day for a lot of men that listen to this show. You know what I think? I think that he should go down on her. That's what I think for Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I think that we need to do something to stimulate steak and blowjob day.
I was just going to say, now you've got a Mother's Day thing.
Yeah. Why'd it get weird? Is it weird in here? Or is it just me?
I don't know. I was just thinking of a title to call it, because you've got the, what is it? The blowjob and
steak and blowjob day.
Yeah.
Pussy
blow and chocolate
day. No, you can't
day.
Do pussy
I
blow.
Like
I think you should do something with a muffin. That's what I think.
Yeah.
What would be a good?
I don't know. How about
because it's not on a Monday.
Listeners pick the.
You could do it. Well, Muffin Top is our intern, so you can't use that.
Muffin Top is funny, but what does Naomi call her vagina?
Muffin
Shop.
Oh, a muffin shop.
I love that.
All right, get a little gift card to the muffin shop.
Yeah, there you.
This is horrible.
Okay.
On behalf,
now we're getting loopy.
Of my beloved,
and they're getting bored.
Oh, that's the other thing. Please,
you're still going.
I know. Some guy was.
Can never get enough of us.
That was funny. Somebody said, post, it was Eric, posted on the Facebook page. He goes, I love that minute at minute 30, you said, well, I'm going to wrap it up, and then talked for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're done. 20 minutes later.
But I keep, because I do forget this stuff, is that I wanted to, A, throw it, because I am coming to some places where we have listeners. So this week, May 9th through 13th, I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. May 23rd through 27th, I'm going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas. And I had somebody contact me about coming to the show, but when they went to the club's website, excuse me, they only saw my name once. And I want to tell our listeners that while I am sure I am a headliner in all of your vision and opinions, Daddy is not in most of the places that he works. So I am headlining on Wednesday the 23rd because Gary Goldman, who's a very funny comedian, is the headliner the rest of the week, and he only does a short week because he's that big of a deal. And then I'm coming back to Indianapolis. I'm going to be at Crackers, not at the Downtown Club, but at Broad Ripple, May 30th through June 2nd is where I'm going to be. And that's all the stand, but all my stand-up dates, in case you're not even, you're listening to this in 2012, or what a fucking idiot, in case you're listening to this in 2024, all my stand-up dates are available if I'm still alive, justincomedy.com, or if the internet doesn't all live in our heads, I guess is the real answer to that. Please help me out in spreading the word about the show. I really can't tell you how much it means to me that the numbers have not changed at all with the way the new show has changed. I really do appreciate that. But if you go to thedadpodcast.com, then from there you can click on a link to share an episode on Facebook. So if you're like, oh, I love having Natalie on the show, this is a great episode, share this one with your friends. You can email them and suggest it to them. The more that we can really get the word out and spread it, then the more often I would like to eventually turn this into like a 3-day a week show, or maybe every day or whatever. But I just have to justify the time. Man, what the fuck am I saying this to you for? You guys don't care. I appreciate everything you guys do, I guess is what I'm trying to say, in all seriousness. So on behalf of my beloved soulmate and foul-mouthed sailor of a wife,
woohoo!
Now, this is Justin Horsham saying stay frosty.